وسنة أحمد. We do a recap of the verses we discussed yesterday. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ولو اتبع الحق أهواءهم لفسدت السماوات والأرض ومن فيهن بل أتيناهم بذكرهم فهم عن ذكرهم معرضون. Were the true Allah to follow their desires, the heavens, the earth and whatever is in them would have been corrupted. Rather, we have conveyed to them their admonition, but they pay no heed to their admonition. If Allah was to follow the desires of all these who refused to believe, there would have been absolute chaos and Allah would not remain Allah. Allah does what He intends to do. They have been given a warning. They don't heed the warning. They will face the consequences. أَمْ تَسْأَلُهُمْ خَرَجًا فَخَرَاجُ رَبِّكَ خَيْرٌ وَهُوَ خَيْرُ الرَّازِقِينَ. Do you ask them for any recompense? Meaning, you're advising them for their own good and you're not even asking for anything in return. Because you know that your return is with Allah. Your recompense is with Allah. And He is the best of providers. وَإِنَّكَ لَتَدْعُوهُمْ إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. You certainly invite them to a straight path. وَإِنَّ الَّذِينَ لَا يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْآخِرَةِ عَنِ الصِّرَاطِ لَنَاكِبُونَ. And those who do not believe in the hereafter, they have deviated from the path. So, your truthfulness and trustworthiness is known to all. The Quran and its excellence is more obvious than the sun. So what you are preaching is very straightforward, is very logical, is very balanced. Their rejection is what is crooked and what is difficult to understand. وَلَوْ رَحِمْنَاهُمْ وَكَشَفْنَا مَا بِهِمْ مِنْ دُرْ لَلَجُّوا فِي تُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Were we to show mercy to them and remove whatever distress they experience, they would still persist in their transgression, wandering blindly. So the incident given here is when Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam cursed them and the drought afflicted them, then Abu Sufyan begged him, you know, using family ties as a base to supplicate to Allah to remove the drought. But when the drought was removed, they went back to their ways. وَلَقَدْ أَخَذْنَاهُمْ بِالْعَذَابِ فَمَا اسْتَكَانُوا لِرَبِّهِمْ وَمَا يَتَضَرَّعُونَ. We had seized them in a calamity, yet they did not humble before their sustainer, nor did they submissively invoke him. Whether it's the drought, or whether it's what happened in Badr, instead of humbling them, they became back more defiant. حَتَّى إِذَا فَتَحْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ بَابًا ذَا عَذَابٍ شَدِيدٍ إِذَا هُمْ فِيهِ مُبْلِسُونَ. Until when we open upon them a door of severe punishment, then they will lose all hope. Then they will lose all hope. That will be a greater punishment in this world, or the punishment of the year after. Now, starting with ruku number 5, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala says, verse 78, وَهُوَ الَّذِي أَنْشَأَ لَكُمُ السَّمْعَ وَالْأَبْصَارَ وَالْأَفْئِدَةَ قَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. It is He alone who created for you ears, eyes, and hearts. But very seldom are you thankful. Very seldom are you thankful. Allah has given you your faculties through which you see, through which you hear, through which you comprehend and understand. You need to show gratitude to Allah by using these faculties in a manner which is pleasing to Allah. وَهُوَ الَّذِي ذَرَأَكُمْ فِي الْأَرْضِ. It is He alone who spread you out in the land. وَإِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. And it is to Him that you shall be gathered. You will then be recompensed for your gratitude or your ingratitude. وَهُوَ الَّذِي يُحْيِي وَيُمِيتُ. It is He who gives life and causes death. وَلَهُ اخْتِلَافُ اللَّيْلِ وَالنَّهَارِ. And in His hands is the alternation of the night and day. أَفَلَا تَعْقِلُونَ. Do you not possess understanding? That being who controls the day and night and who controls life and death, why can't He resurrect you? Why can't He recreate you after you die? بَلْ قَالُوا مِثْلَ مَا قَالَ الْأَوَّلُونَ. Rather, they are saying the very same thing which the previous people used to say. قَالُوا أَإِذَا مِتْنَا وَكُنَّا تُرَابًا وَعِظَامًا أَإِنَّا لَمَبْعُوثُونَ. They say, what? Once we have died and become dust and bones, will we be raised alive? لَقَدْ وَعِدْنَا نَحْنُ وَآبَاؤُنَا هَذَا مِنْ قَبْلٍ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا أَسَاطِيرُ الْأَوَّلِينَ. We and our forefathers were promised this before. This is nothing but fables of the ancient. So Allah is saying, the same thing that they are saying is what their forefathers used to say, that how will we be resurrected when our bodies have turned to dust and we are no longer, you know, in the shape and form that we are in. That they forget that being who controls the day and the night and who controls life and death is the all-powerful being. And then Allah gives further responses in the coming verses, which we will discuss tomorrow, inshallah.